You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Wow, that didn't age well. Johnny Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7.
It is 6 minutes past the hour. Rain showers through the day. Temperatures will stay pretty steady in the upper 30s, maybe reach 40. And then this evening, maybe a little rain-snow mix. So got that to look forward to. You know, but a wet day here this morning.
You should feel a little dirty.
What are you talking about?
Having believed that they were eating the dogs and cats. I mean, you know, the Megas were part of that. They went along with that.
Sure.
And now, you know, knowing that that was so trumped up, so ridiculous, so canned and dumb, that they should feel dirty having supported that. That is just outrageous. I just can't get over it. I really can't. I mean, you know, you act like a dumbass. And you think you're just going to get away with it? I don't think so. I'm not forgetting. No. I'm not forgetting. You guys went along with it. Yeah. And then, you know, JD came out and said, well, you know, that's my district. I'm thinking, well, okay, man. Are you going to tamp this down a little bit, you know, tell the truth? And he did not.
No.
He did not. Yeah. Wow. Just like.
Stunning.
But I have to say, I love the song. That resulted from it.
Do we have that song? You got her? Let's play it.
Let's hear
it.
Live there. Lives there. Yeah, why? Yeah, could you?
Yeah, why not? Okay.
I agree.
Is it my imagination or is that some weird, weird stuff? I mean, that is weird, wild, wacky stuff.
You are correct, sir.
Oh, yeah. I do love that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, it comes along once in a while, you know. too bad, you know, it took off in a very negative way. Of course, you know, we could have enjoyed that just, you know, for the fun of it.
Right.
But instead, we had to take it seriously for a while anyway. Mm-hmm. Hey, I want to get to something more serious here. We'll probably talk about this in the afternoon as well. Mm-hmm. It is the idea that Antifa is a bad organization, all right? Mm. It is not a bad organization. It's not an organization.
Yeah, it doesn't really have an organization.
That's right. Yeah. Antifa is anti-fascism.
Fascist.
So, you know, when we're talking about it, the administration has actually made Antifa, anti-fascist, they have made that an enemy, a terrorist group, an organization that isn't an organization but is a terrorist group. Now, I didn't think they could do that. Yeah. Even after they made DEI something that was horrible, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Right.
Now, I didn't think, honestly, again, I'm pretty naive. I fall for this stuff all the time. That would never happen. People would never believe that, you know, diversity, equity, and inclusion would be considered a bad thing.
Yeah, negative thing.
I would never have expected that. It's not, it's not affirmative action. It's diversity. You know, it doesn't mean that it has any reference to color whatsoever, but they managed to do that. And then I didn't think, admit that I'm completely incompetent in interpreting these things. then they actually told people not to have diversity, equity, inclusion in their businesses, in government, in any way, shape, or form. Do not have it at your colleges and schools. Mm. And I thought, well, no one's going to fall
for
that.
Nobody's going to believe that.
No one's going to go that route.
Right.
And then they did. Yeah. And it's just very strange. And so Antifa.
So they've done that with Antifa, yes.
Yeah, they made it a terrorist group, organization. And what they did was they, in fact, I have a great explanation here from a guy, a reporter named Andy No. It's G-N-O. And he was speaking with Turning Point USA on their broadcast. They're going to keep that alive and well, showing all the pictures of Charlie Kirk, like as if he were still around. And he had a little report on this. I want to play this report for you because this will explain everything about how they managed to get this considered a terrorist organization. All right, so okay. Let's check it out. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Like a group cannot be declared that way and then be banned. And that's because of First Amendment protections. When I speak to liberals or leftists, they say, well, how come the U.S. hasn't banned the KKK or like neo-Nazi groups? And the reason is the First Amendment has been interpreted through the courts to provide very wide protections for associations.
Yeah. Yes, asset freezes, travel bans. Yeah.
Providing material support. In short, it's how it's now a federal crime to belong to or assist the four violent Antifa anarchist groups.
Can you believe that?
At this UC Berkeley event, I noticed that there, at least there, from the videos I saw, there wasn't many of these Antifa thugs wearing black blocks.
That's right. That's right. That's
okay.
Right. And what he means there is that they do train individuals in how to protest correctly.
Mm.
They do not want violence
right.
at any of the Antifa events and protests. They do not want violence. They don't. And those people who do have a violent tendency or destructive tendency at all, those individuals obviously didn't go through the coursework.
Yeah,
so
right?
Yeah, but again, it's the FTOs, foreign terrorist organization, and that's why they had to go overseas in order to try and find mm-hmm. other Antifa groups, which then they said, okay, they're similar to the ones here in this country, so now they're foreign terrorist organizations. Very okay. loose.
Okay.
Doesn't sound right.
Nope.
But that is what they have done to groups that are opposed to fascism. Okay?
Right.
Come on, folks.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I asked the question.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. If they could do that to anti-fascist groups.
Yeah.
Well, then why didn't they do that to the neo-Nazi groups that are in Europe? I mean, there are huge organizations that are neo-Nazi groups. Mm. In fact, you know, a lot of elections, like in France and so on and so forth,
yes,
they have their groups running for office. So why aren't they also foreign terrorist organizations here in this country? Why isn't the neo-Nazi group included in all of that?
Mm-hmm.
Because they are aligned with other organizations in Europe.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the phones. Dick is on the line, 608-879-8255. Good morning, Dick. Go ahead.
Well, a couple things. Are we sure that he's not the one with the brain worm?
Yeah,
could be.
Speaking of real terrorists, he's entertaining another one today.
The Crown Prince?
Yes, the Crown Prince is in town, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then last week, that's okay, though.
Yeah.
Just like that's okay. Just checking. That's a nice thing. Nice little touch from the president.
Well, they're getting a lot of money from Saudi Arabia, and they're supporting Saudi Arabia,
tons,
and they're doing transactions and military equipment with Saudi Arabia. We're right on board. Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. So. All right,
okay,
Dick.
Okay, Dick, thank you for that call.
So, yeah, I was thinking, why aren't all these right-wing groups here in our country also considered terrorist organizations? I don't know. Mm. There is, and I have this, I looked this up, several far-right white supremacists and neo-Nazi transnational groups are aligned with fascist ideologies, see? So they would be the actual fascist groups.
Yeah.
And they've been designated as specially designated global terrorists, and that would be SDGT, which is very similar to the FTOs, foreign terrorist organizations, and it carries the same similar sanctions and penalties. So these neo-Nazi transnational groups are here in this country, and they're in Europe, and they are also, they could be considered terrorist organizations, but not. Isn't it interesting how they did not go with neo-Nazis as a terrorist organization?
Right.
Why? Yeah. Why did they single them out and not include them, but they went after any group that is actually opposing the administration that we have in this country, which is a fascist organization?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm just asking the questions.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not committed to anything. Just
okay. Okay.
Just, I'm kidding. Of course I'm committed to being against them.
Mm-hmm. 19 minutes past the hour now. Rain showers today. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy for a Tuesday after this on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
It's here in the morning. WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy, and we'll be back again in the afternoon where we're making our home at this point.
We're on from 2 until 5 in the afternoon throughout the statewide network, and Pete Schwabe takes over at 5 o'clock.
That's right.
That's his new start time.
We'll be talking to Pete just a little bit before his show.
Yeah,
I have a list of Christmas rom-coms.
Really?
I know that he was talking about that, and that kind of interested me in what is going on the Hallmark Channel.
Right?
So
you
know,
there's other big entertainment news today.
Oh,
have you heard who's going to be on SNL as a musical guest for the first time in 40 years?
No.
Cher.
Oh, okay.
She's going to be on Saturday Night Live.
All right.
Yeah. She's still around.
Yeah.
So
she's something else, isn't she? Jeez.
Just keeps going. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones. We have CJ on the line. What do you got for us, CJ?
Good morning,
gentlemen.
Hey.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Yeah.
Boy, it's better than the Super Bowl entertainment, I tell you that.
Well, no, come on, Cher's great. You like Cher, right?
Cher is great.
Yeah.
I hope she wears that same outfit she wore on the ship.
All the time, yes, I know.
Well, you're not a big Bad Bunny fan?
Yeah,
well,
Bad Bunny.
That might be a wardrobe malfunction, but it'd be good. She's fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, I heard you guys, I just had to call when I heard you criticizing the end of DEI in the military.
Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful thing. Thank God for that. They're actually meeting their recruitment goals now.
They are.
Merit actually has something to do with your position and advancement. I think it's awesome.
But what were the problems that they experienced in the military because of DEI? What happened that made them get rid of DEI besides just being headed up by the Trump administration? What happened? What was it? What were the problems?
Ron DeSantis.
What's that?
DEI stands for discrimination, exclusion, and indoctrination. It's not about how good you are.
I think you just described the administration, basically, is what you did. You know, you're describing what Trump is doing and what Hegseth has done to the military, and that is
meeting the recruitment goals.
Well, I don't know if
without meeting them, they were looking at reinstating the draft, gentlemen, because of the Biden administration after Afghanistan and that disaster. Hmm. Who'd want to be in that group?
Who'd want to be in this administration? Seriously, right? I have something. Let me see here. I have something. There's a lawsuit going on in regards to that. I'm glad he brought it up. Now I'm just thinking about it here. But by the way, when the Democrats take control, mm-hmm. I want them to go out and designate this administration in SDGT, which is a specially designated global terrorist, okay? Because that is what they are appealing to. They're appealing to neo-Nazis. Mm-hmm. They are appealing to the supremacists out there. This is a far-right fascist organization. That is what the administration is. Mm-hmm. They should be declared terrorists once the Democrats get in. We can't have an organization like this. We can't have, they definitely call themselves MAGA,
mm-hmm.
but it's an easy identifier, essentially. In mm-hmm. fact, now there are groups out there, by the way, that are burning the red hats.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I haven't heard that.
Yes. I'm trying to get that story together for this afternoon.
Okay.
So we'll get to that. But thanks for bringing all that stuff up. The mm-hmm. military, maybe people are joining the military so they can oppose and get into our liberal cities and destroy what we have already.
Got a couple of calls on the line here. Let's get to Charles. Good morning. Good morning, Charles. Go ahead.
Good morning. There he goes. He's calling again with what proof does this guy ever come with? DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yes.
This is what happens when you're an uneducated person and you don't know what the meaning of it really means. Diversity, equity, and inclusion. It's about helping that young white kid who lives way up north, that's never been into the big city, that wants to go to school at either Madison or mm-hmm. UW-Milwaukee or Marquette. It will help acclimate them to big city life.
Exactly.
It helps people in wheelchairs that want to go back to work to help them get a ramp in so they can be able to work with everyday normal people that are not in wheelchairs.
Right.
It helps that military person that wants to go back, that's been in the military for 30, 40 years, that wants to go back to civilian life. It helps them get acclimated to that life again of a normal citizen. These people are so hateful and racist, and I don't want to say that CJ is racist, but the way he calls the things that he talks about makes me think that he's a racist white man, and he's upset because people of color and women are in the military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I'm almost shy away from saying they're inadvertently racist. by backing this stuff and believing this stuff. They're not aware that perhaps this is a racist ideology. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've heard the administration come out and say that they want diversity of thought on the campuses. They want more conservatives, but that is diversity. So they are going against their own philosophy at this point of being against DEI.
Mm-hmm. We've got more calls coming in, but we'll take a little time out here and check in with the Midwest Food and Farm Report with Pam Yonke and her crew. Back with more of John and Gordy.
Yes, Mark is waiting on the line for us.
We've got some other calls, too, coming right back after this.
Is the afternoon staying up late?
It is for us.
John and Gordy in the morning, and this is WMDX 92.7.
That's it.
WMDX weather.
Our weather for today, cloudy and rainy all day long, and then into tonight, too. Yeah. Some of that rain could change over to a rain-snow mix. We'll keep you posted.
All right, let's go to Mark, who's been waiting on the line for us. What do you got for us, Mark, this morning?
Good morning, Mark.
Well, good morning. Yeah, it's interesting that DJ brings up the same sorry talking points again and again and again, worrying about diversity, equity, inclusion, and bringing up Afghanistan again. I'd remind CJ that Donald Trump was the guy who decided we were going to pull out of Afghanistan and leaving all that equipment behind because they had drawn down the troops, down to like 2,500 troops by the time by the time Joe Biden had left office in that year.
And negotiated. And Biden actually, negotiated with terrorists.
Negotiated with terrorists. Freed 5,000 some terrorists from the prisons in Afghanistan. Yeah. Didn't include the Afghan government. There's so enough of this BS
nonsense,
of the whole Afghanistan. Yes, people died, and it's unfortunate they died. But I mean, that's what happens when, you know, and why didn't Donald Trump continue to keep people, get out, our allies out of Afghanistan as soon as he signed that agreement and getting them out?
Yeah.
And now they want to deport some of them back to Afghanistan, the people who supported us.
Yeah.
And his CJ's opposition to diversity, equity, inclusion includes people like him, people with half-wit ideas that they come up with this stuff. And these clowns that complain about all these conservatives, they feel so out of place on university campuses. Mm. Well, when you go to a university, you're supposed to expect a diversity of opinion, not just your straight, white, and closeted male ego that goes there. And it is just deeply disturbing. And Charlie Kirk, the hatred that man spewed in his life, and denying, you know, saying that, complaining about taxes being paid, that ignoring what Jesus said about paying taxes, the government's on, you know, is on our, the United States of America is on our dollars. So they say there's taxes on it. Mm-hmm. We're supposed to pay them. That's what Jesus, you know, said. And we're supposed to take care of the poorest among us. Try reading Matthew 25, CJ. Try understanding that, and maybe to get a copy of John Fugelsang's book, Separation of Church and Hate, because that leaves that all out there.
I'm getting that.
Yeah, I just started reading it a few days ago. Yeah. It's really excellent. Perfect book.
And we'll have a guest from the Freedom From Religion Foundation as well, because I really want to talk to them. They're really on top of this thing. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about, these racist, fascist groups, you know, the designation and everything.
Right.
And you know, one of the things Brian brings up, he says, Brian from Madison, professionally black since 1963.
Okay.
And he says, white skin gets a pass at every turn. Shooters, domestic terrorism, all get summed up under mental illness.
Mm.
That's true. White guys get the most breaks for being the most violent in America. And those are the facts.
Right. Thank you for that.
We also have a comment here. Kurt said, as a veteran, I take intense offense of his statement.
CJ's
about
statement.
The recruitment is up for this administration because now they got rid of diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mm-hmm. Kurt writes, even if recruitment is up, it's mostly due to the economy crashing.
Yeah.
And as Reagan did when I enlisted in 1983. And I am pretty sure there is data to support that. And I remember that, too. A lot of people started signing up for the military because they can't afford to live out on their own.
Exactly.
And they couldn't afford getting into college or an education. So they went into the military in order to get their education.
Mm-hmm. Back to the phones we go. From Portage, Trace is on the line. Good morning, Trace.
Good morning, gentlemen. The thing that kind of blows me away is that so many of these people that are anti-DEI and big Trumpers also in the same breath claim to be Christian. It's just wild to me because, you know, I'm pretty familiar with the scripture and I'm sure every single one of them would be spat out because they're lukewarm. And my thing is, you know, it's like that old saying goes, there's no hate like Christian love. These people, you know, the minute that they saw that Trump was peddling signed Bibles, that should have been the moment, if not before. But it's, you know, knowing the teachings of Christ, he would want nothing to do with these people. Mm. It just blows me away. I don't know if CJ is just a plant to like rage bait us, but it's insane the stuff that this guy spews. He's so disconnected. Anyways, congratulations on the afternoon show. Now I'm listening to you on the way back from work.
Cool.
Thank you, Trace.
I appreciate that. He is a plant. No, he's we met him. He's a good guy. But, you know, he's a MAGA. You know, politically, it's just something weird that takes over. Larry out in Deerfield writes, regarding U.S. Army recruitment being under Trump, as CJ touted, here's an NPR report from May that indicates that there is data that shows this began before Trump, which I'm not surprised with at all.
Right.
I am not surprised.
Yes.
It is really an incredible thing. Now, I want to get to this. As I mentioned, if the military is up and everything is just wonderful now that they got rid of DEI, reporter Aaron Parnast has a report about the military personnel now seeking lawyers. Let's go to cut 106. Let's listen.
Okay.
We have a major development right now. Military personnel in the United States military are actively seeking outside legal counsel to see whether or not Trump administration orders regarding boat strikes in the Caribbean and National Guard deployments on U.S. soil are lawful and legal. According to a new PBS report, military service personnel are seeking out outside legal counsel to justify Trump
Yeah. Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Okay.
That is happening now.
Okay.
Yeah. Not good. It's not a good indication. And, you know, a lot of people are concerned about being called up and going to different states. A lot of the National Guard say, we played a clip a little while back in regards to that, and some of them were very emotional, couldn't even talk. But they were worried that all of the service they put in that they were so proud of is now being trashed by Trump sending these troops, National Guard troops, into American cities I guess ruining their reputation as National Guard. I mean, they come in and they help people out in national disasters and they're there to help. But in this way, this is just this is ugly stuff.
Yeah, it is.
It really is.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I it's just something, you know, the DEI thing just seemed to rub me the wrong way, and I can't imagine why anybody would think DEI is bad. I just can't understand that at all. We should be fostering diversity, and Republicans continue to say that they want a more diverse campus and in our schools. And you know, and one thing I just want to mention too, this Charlie Kirk thing.
Right.
I mean, this guy, he had friends that were black, and he appreciated that, and he liked black people because those black people liked him, But he questioned everybody that he met who was black. He wondered if they were qualified.
Mm.
Remember? I mean, you know, the airline pilots.
Right. Yeah.
And that tells you a lot about what kind of person he was. Mm. And I want to say this, and I think it's, I don't know, I probably get some flack from the Democrats on this, but I don't think any political party should be a part of our public education system at all. I don't think these groups should be on our campuses. I don't think they should be in our schools. Mm-hmm. This is where it goes off the rails. We allowed the Democrats in. We allowed the Republicans, young Republicans in. We have them in our colleges. It was a bad idea. I think it's still a bad idea. We shouldn't be, and I think it's propaganda. They shouldn't be here on these campuses. They learn enough in the classroom. They have a chance to ask questions and explore new thoughts, you know, learn new things. They shouldn't be exposed to politics at a club in these colleges. I just don't see it as very positive. You can go off in the direction you want. Once you get your education, go wherever the hell you want and associate with whoever the hell you want. But we shouldn't have these propaganda networks, even for Democrats and Republicans, in colleges. I know I'm stepping out here.
Well, are you talking about private universities too?
Private? No, they can do colleges? Whatever. No, they can do whatever the hell they want.
Okay,
they're private.
Mm-hmm.
I know when I was in Oshkosh, you know, it was last year. Every week there was someone outside screaming something as I was walking to class. Yeah. It was every single week.
Yep.
And it just got to be a lot.
It's just wrong. Why can't we see that? Now I think we're going to start seeing it because they're really pushing this Turning Point USA.
Really?
To get them in our middle and high schools. Seriously.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, this is a political organization, and it's a very divisive political organization.
Yeah.
How could we possibly put up with this? And I don't think a lot of people are buying into it.
And we've talked with Tim Slecker about that from Busted Pencils a number of times about Turning Point getting into the schools down south. That's what they're pushing for.
It's just getting worse in some of these states,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know how we're going to have to deal with them eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things. Two more minutes.
Yeah. You want to scroll back to Doug's? You got the control there.
You want to get to Doug's comment?
Well, I don't know if we're going to have time to get into it deeply here.
Well,
but
maybe we should get into it deeply, but
save this for the afternoon.
This is a true thing.
Yeah.
An article in a recent issue of Popular Mechanics reports that the active ingredient in Viagra is effective in reversing hearing loss.
Really?
Which goes to show we haven't been using Viagra.
No, you have some. I have some hearing loss.
Yeah.
So there's some ingredient within Viagra.
And that's true. You looked it up.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at the Popular Mechanics article now. Scientists figure out the secret to reversing hearing loss may be Viagra. There's something called sildenafil. That's an active ingredient in Viagra.
Yep.
Apparently.
Yep. That's the ingredient.
Takes care of
right
hearing
there.
Loss? Wow. Maybe we should do an investigative research program, John, and see.
Well, that's what Doug suggests. Given that both of you recently got hearing aids, to test this, why not have Gordy stop using hearing aids and in a strong regimen of Viagra?
Okay. Well, you know.
There we go.
Does have some side effects, but, you know, I'm willing to give it a shot.
What the hell?
How about you, John?
Well, sure.
Okay. All right, we'll work on that.
I don't know.
To workshop that.
Yeah,
I don't
workshop
know.
That, Doug.
Could have some drawbacks, journal, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
I think we're finding some flaws.
Okay.
In the
coming up next, Amy Horak will join us from David J. Frank. Talk about lawns and gardens, and it's all coming up. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We're getting on the good foot
this
morning right here on WMDX.
Yes, and joining us now is Amy Horak. She's with David J. Frank Landscaping. Always good to see you, Amy.
Always fun to be here, you guys.
Yeah. So, you know, weather today, all rainy and
kind of
wet,
misty,
out there.
And man, I'm dealing with the mice under my sink yet. You know, I'm trapping them now. And then I take them across the street and let them go in the field.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then they find that hole. They got into the house and they come right back in.
Do you think that's a question I have? Is because you know it's like across the street, it's in a field over there.
Your house is warm and it has food in it to an endless supply.
But they know how to get back.
And their babies are in there, and they're like, nope, coming back.
Do they know how to get back? Do they know how to find their way back to something like that? I mean, but they'd have to go across the street. They have to find the house.
You putting them across the street and being a mouse, is when they have to run across the road, there are quite a few predatory birds that are like, hey, look, lunch. Yeah. So you do put them into quite a obstacle course to get back to the safety of your house and the walls.
That's
but,
what I'm hoping. Yeah.
You know, if there's a will, there's a way. If it's a smart mouse, it might make it. If not, you just kind of put it back into the circle of life.
Well, okay.
All right.
But, you know,
well,
you know, I feel like I have an open door somewhere in my house that the mice are just coming in like crazy. It's just driving me crazy. But now everybody in the family is like taking a flashlight, looking under the sink to see if there's a mouse in there.
I mean, as sad as it is, probably the most humane way is like sometimes like the snap traps. Yeah. Because if you do poison them, if they get back outdoors, if another animal's going to eat it, you're going to kill whatever is going to eat the poisoned rodent.
Well, we don't do the poison, and the snap traps didn't always kill.
They don't
they
always kill either.
And they hurt, and it was just awful. I can't handle that anymore.
It's never a fun thing to have to deal with. So,
but there are traps. There are traps, by the way, that have batteries in them, and they zap them and they electrocute them right away.
I mean. Whatever gets it done so they don't have to suffer as much.
No, not whatever gets you off.
Hey, let's talk lawn and garden stuff now.
Yeah, let's get to that right now.
Okay. Damn mice.
That is still part of lawn and gardening. I mean, you do want to make sure your house is good for the winter. You don't want to have mice getting in because you didn't clean up like near the house and get all the leaves away, because that's a good place for them to start nesting. Yeah. And then they'll find that hole and like get into the wall. So. Yeah.
Well, John and I had a big discussion about his mulching and with the leaves and everything right before the show this morning.
I've gone through the whole thing. You know, I started, you know, raking, and then I found raking with moist leaves was the easiest way to rake. And then I got the leaf blower, which I never really believed in, but then I thought, oh, these are kind of fun, you know? But it seemed like it took a longer period of time leaf blowing.
Leaf blowing, you got to either do it on a not windy day or find a way to work with the wind to your advantage to go with the wind.
I think it's more for like window wells, stairways on decks. You know, it clears the leaves off around the house, around the edge of the house as well.
They're good to get all the leaves out of the bushes too, if they're packed up in the garden beds instead of trying to rake it out of like the junipers.
But let's get to my question here. Yeah. I am mulching them now.
You're mulching up the leaves.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
that's the easiest way, I thought, to take care of the leaves.
Yep.
Is it okay?
Good idea.
Do they mat down? Do they destroy grass? What happens?
So you can mulch them down. I would say if they're fine, I wouldn't leave it as clumps. So like if it leaves like strips along in the yard when you're mulching them, I would try to spread that out with the leaf blower or a rake. Otherwise, if you're going to mulch them, you could, if you have a bagger on your lawnmower, just having that collect up so that way you keep the lawn clean. And then you can put those mulch leaves into the garden beds or into like a compost pile. That way it can provide any nutrients back to that, and then also provide some winter coverage. Some people like to do evergreen boughs to cover up like garden beds to keep any perennials kind of keep the roots protected if we don't get enough snow. So you can kind of do that same thing with leaf mulch, too, but you'd want to keep the lawn a bit cleaner than just leaving a bunch of mulch all over it.
Okay. All right.
The grass, if it's too much, it might kill it off, but a little bit's not going to hurt it at that badly.
Okay. All right.
So we're talking maybe some snow tonight, and, you know, it's that time of year where sooner or later we're going to get some to cover up the ground for extended periods of time.
We'll need equipment for that.
What should people be thinking about?
So for snow, you want to maybe take some snow stakes and line your driveway or your portion of the city sidewalk that you're responsible for clearing. That way you can see how wide you have to clean it, and just to be mindful of people that, hey, there's a walkway here. Other things you can do, you can put gypsum down along the edges of any pavement surfaces. So that way the gypsum will have time over winter to break down. It helps make the soil structure a little bit more permeable to water, so that way the salt and everything can go through the soil and help protect it from so much salt damage in the springtime. So that's something, if you find the time or desire to do so, it could help out preventing all that dead grass in the spring.
Okay.
What about lights, holiday lights?
Holiday lights, if you don't feel like getting up a ladder and hanging them yourself, David J. Frank, we do holiday lighting install. We'll put up trees, light the trees, light the house. Mm-hmm. If there's anything that you would like to design with us, we can, you know, bring your vision to life and have it ready for this holiday season.
Okay.
Well, that's really cool. A lot of people don't want to take that on. So yeah.
At least the weather's still decent. You know, there's not any snow on the ground yet, but the sooner the better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Well, Amy, always good to talk to you.
We're out of time. It's always fun to be here.
You can find out more at davidjfrank.com.
That's right.
Good to have you in. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Sounds good.
All right. That's going to do it for us. And we'll be back in the afternoon from 2 until 5. We hope you'll join us then.
That's right. The slogan is you can sleep till 1 now.
Sleep in. Dominic, thank you. You have a good day.
You have a good day, guys. Stephanie, get some sleep.
Get a nap. Nap time. Stephanie Miller's next. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.